Welcome to the second episode about the upcoming book, The Law of ESG Derivatives, Risk, Uncertainty, and Sustainable Finance, that will be published by Routledge within the first semester of 2024. To understand how financial derivatives can contribute to the achievement of sustainable finance objectives, it is first important to explore the functioning of the market, to revisit the concepts of plain vanilla derivatives as hedging instruments, and to analyze the regulatory regimes applicable to traditional and ESG derivatives in the EU, UK, and US markets. To that end, our work delves into the concept of contracts as powerful tools for behavior change and as a complementary instrument for regulation. The goal is to establish a shared understanding of how financial derivatives contracts can be repurposed to support sustainability objectives effectively. To achieve this, ESG derivatives must be carefully designed, integrating regulatory expectations and contract terms that incentivize achievement towards sustainability. We explore the relationship between regulation and contracts as an instrument of economic and sustainable growth. One of the overarching aspects concerning the role of regulation as a means for economic progress pertains to the concept of contracts and their function as instruments for governing private interest. In this context, our objective is to outline an approach that enables financial contracts to not only address the individual concerns of counterparties, but also to integrate sustainable development interests. Additionally, we examine the regulatory framework for financial derivatives, commencing with a brief overview of the post-global financial crisis regulatory changes in the OTC derivatives market. This is followed by a comprehensive examination of the existing regulations governing ESG derivatives. We apply the risk-based approach to evaluating the key characteristics of the EU, UK, and the US regulations. One of the most outstanding aspects of the regulation is the effect it seeks to have on its addressees, the change of modification of behavior. This is the point of contact between state regulation and all sources of private regulation, including the contract. The regulation seeks that the industry organizations and individuals modified their conduct in favor of complying with the law and ultimately obtaining the proposed objectives. However, the regulatory environment prevents its operation from being so simple. Regulation is created, designed, and implemented in an environment where the law is imperfect, enforcement systems are limited, compliance schemes must be continually evaluated and adjusted, regulators' resources are limited, and a significant degree of discretion is conferred to the regulated entities. The dynamics of change and the balance of the interest involved in the regulatory environment make the fundamental purpose of behavior change an ongoing challenge. The setting of the rules of the game is not exclusively in the hands of the regulatory authority. This is why the contract becomes a concurrent instrument to modify behavior and balance the interests of those involved. Later in our study, we will explore the constantly evolving regulatory landscape where state regulatory authorities propose rules and industry stakeholders are actively involved in shaping their own instruments, leveraging standards of conduct and contractual negotiations. We contend that both sources play a vital role in defending the actual impact of finance in promoting sustainability throughout the market. This results in the financial system fulfilling its function of driving positive social and environmental outcomes, creating a general and widespread impact for the better. The implementation of sustainable development is often viewed as a political concept intertwined with governance considerations. However, translating the commitment to sustainable development into actionable measures necessitates the involvement of various societal actors and institutions. Among these, a crucial institution that plays a significant role is the contract. It is generally accepted that contracts are governance mechanisms in contemporary economic and social relations. Nevertheless, it is essential to perceive this function of the contract as dynamic, since contractual relationships must be contextualized within an ever-changing economic and market environment. Likewise, the role of contracts is strengthened when viewed from the notion of freedom. This is to understand the freedom of contract as an immunity from the legal reprisal for making or receiving promises, and the power of contract as a power to secure legal sanctions when another breaks his promise. Hence, the power of a contract lies in providing the promisee with legal remedies sufficient to safeguard the trust in the promise, deter gains through default, and enforce expectations, especially in cases of concealed or unverifiable reliance. In this context, the use of financial derivatives as instruments to promote the achievement of sustainability goals is key. We want to emphasize that our instance is not simply advocating for the insertion of sustainability clauses in any financial or commercial contract. Rather, our argument supports the idea that the core focus of the contracts should align with specific and measurable sustainability indicators, the key performance indicators. Sustainability contractual clauses are frequently detached from the primary subject matter of the contract and primarily serve the interests of third parties, such as employees or suppliers, local communities affected by the contract's performance, other businesses, or the public at large. While contracts have been associated with certain advancements in the sustainability performance of global supply chains, enforcement continues to be a significant challenge. These type of clauses require the contractual partner to comply with a specific sustainability production requirements. The requirements tend to include environmental practices, human rights protection, employees' well-being, and anti-bribery measures. The issue that cuts across these clauses is enforcement, which has been highlighted as a major challenge. For instance, enforcement may face obstacles due to vague language used in the formulations of sustainability requirements. Additionally, enforcement by third parties may be rejected on the grounds that the contract cannot be classified as a third-party beneficiary contract. As a result, it is argued that traditional contract law principles, as well as those transnational instruments, might be useful but inadequate when dealing with sustainability clauses. In this context, it is important to clarify that the role of contracts in promoting compliance with sustainability goals is complementary to state and international regulation. We see no contradiction in the interaction between public policy and contracts align with greater sustainability objectives. Contract law is intended to facilitate and streamline the enforcement of sustainability requirements within the contract. This goes beyond protecting individual interests of the parties, as it also aims to safeguard societal interest. The discourse is no longer solely focused on the quality of a product meeting a counterparty's expectations, but on the ensuring that the production of such a product is done in a sustainable manner. However, the reality of making the sustainability clauses enforceable has some challenges. As Ulfbeck and Hansen post, the first issue to overcome is the one that qualifies sustainability obligations as ethical rather than legal obligations. If we accept that sustainability obligations are legal, they will be enforceable by principle. Then, there's the challenge regarding the level of importance afforded to sustainability clauses. A real material commitment to sustainability goals would lead us to conclude that these clauses are as important and central to the contract as commercial clauses. Finally, there is the issue of whether sustainability clauses must be expressly included in the contract or whether implied terms are the preferable method of incorporation. Against this background, the book delves into the pivotal role of financial derivatives in achieving sustainability objectives. It outlines two key functions of financial derivatives in hedging environmental, social, and governance risks. These are managing risk by aligning exposures with risk tolerance and enhancing transparency through forward information on underlying assets, which is crucial for evaluating commitment to sustainable development goals. The discussion of this book explores whether regulation can moderate the growing appetite for ESG investment strategies. Access to diverse financial instruments complements ESG strategies with a particular focus on listed futures and structured products linked to ESG indices. The book examines existing ESG derivatives, analyzing their terms and relevant regulations through a risk-based approach. It addresses the challenges of standardization and disclosure inconsistency, proposing that financial derivatives can clarify definitions of green and non-so-green assets and improve environmental data. Emphasizing the significance of sustainability-linked derivatives, our work advocates for bolstering the voluntary carbon credits derivatives market to effectively promote sustainability in the broader economy, fostering a responsible and environmentally conscious financial landscape. Don't forget to stay tuned about the publication date of the book, The Law of ESG Derivatives, Risk, Uncertainty, and Sustainable Finance. You can have a look at the blurb of the book at the Routledge website or Amazon. Thank you for listening.